The housing crisis and the debate of social housing at Parliament House continues. While organizations believe social housing is a good step forward, they believe the federal government is not tackling the problem. National Radio News manager Rebecca Wotsko asked national spokesperson from Everybody's Home, May Assisi, what can we do to fix the housing crisis?
There are two things we need the government to do to fix this crisis. The first is invest in social housing, build social housing. So back when Australia had a lot of affordable housing between the Second World War up to the mid-80s, the federal government used to fund and build a lot of social housing. About 30,000 social homes every year were built, and about one in four homes that was built every single year was actually built by the government. And lots of different kinds of people used to live in social housing. It wasn't, you know, necessarily called that back then. But if you were a teacher, you know, often there'd be a state or territory commission that gave you a free home. If you were a construction worker, all sorts of people lived in housing that was provided by the government. And that really kept costs down, and it really drove standards in the rental market. And it meant that renting was actually a pretty temporary thing because people had secure homes, they had good, decent, low-cost places to live, and they were able to save to buy if that's what they wanted. Whereas now what we've got is a government that's really walked away from social housing. The federal government hasn't really built a lot of social housing since the mid-80s. That was sort of when the idea became a bit unpopular and unfashionable, and when the government really started turning towards the private market. We're calling on the federal government to build 25,000 social homes every single year for the next 20 years until we end our social housing shortfall, which is huge. We've got a shortfall of 640,000 social homes across Australia. The second thing we really need the federal government to do is wind back some of these tax handouts and some of these tax concessions that we're seeing going to private landlords, which is just overheating the market and generating more demand, making homes a lot more expensive.
What do you think about the Housing Future Fund bill that's been put before Parliament? It promises to build 30,000 new social and affordable homes each year for the first 5 years. Is that enough to fix the problem?
So the fund has a target of building 30,000 homes over 5 years, which is actually less than what we're losing out of social and affordable housing over the same amount of time. And, you know, we would never say no to more social homes. We need more social homes, and so we hope this fund succeeds, but it can't be the only answer when you've got a shortfall of 640,000 and it's going up all the time, 30,000 homes over 5 years when we're already losing tens of thousands of homes out of schemes like the National Rental Affordability Scheme that are being wound down. It's not going to touch the sides of this crisis. The other thing to say about this fund is that 30,000 number is a target. It's not a commitment. We would love to see the federal government commit to building a certain number of homes out of this fund, and we'd love to see them make a bit of a guarantee.
Greens leader Adam Bent compared the bill to a bucket of water to a house fire. What do you think about that?
Look, I would say we wouldn't say no to any new housing. And so we do want to see this fund passed. I guess what I would add to that is that we need to see more being done alongside this fund. So this can't be the only way that we deal with social housing. We do need the federal government to step in and directly fund social homes. One of the things about the way this fund works is that the federal government is going to loan $10 billion to a fund, and it's going to make some returns from dividends, investments. And so if it generates enough returns, it'll offer incentives to developers. That's a lot of steps to do to get housing.
How do you think we can help people who may not be eligible for social housing, people who are renting and under a lot of rental stress?
Yeah, so this is a real problem because all kinds of people who used to be able to get social housing are now not eligible for it anymore because it's for people at the absolute margins of society. And that's causing a real problem. It's actually one of the reasons why it's so hard to get funding for social housing. Back when we had a lot of social homes in Australia, there were a lot of market renters paying into the system, and it kept it sustainable, and it meant that it was really easy to finance social housing. But now, when you've got so few people living in it and they're people who are in really desperate situations, it means that the system isn't as sustainable as it used to be. So, I mean, I would flip that question around and say, how can we expand who is in social housing to make the system more sustainable? If you look at something like defence housing, that's accommodation provided by the government to people who work in defence, and it doesn't cost money. It actually makes money for the government. Social housing could work that way too.
National spokesperson from Everybody's Home, May Azizide, ending the story by National Radio News, Rebecca Watsko.